News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:06 in the morning here on March the 24th. Give us a call, 605-4567, or just check us out online, KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Rain off to the west of us, maybe some sprinkles over Reading this morning. That's going to continue through about 11 o'clock, and then it'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 65. Rain off and on throughout the day, then mostly cloudy tonight. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, a high pushing the 80-degree mark. Right now in Reading, we are looking at about 45 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, our customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, everybody. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on today. At 8 o'clock, gentleman by the name of David Lemoyne will join us. And he has been to Israel many times and is a study of the history, a historian who's read so much on the country of Israel. And he's bringing another perspective in. You know, we're seeing all the problems and everything that's been in the news lately about Israel. And sitting down and talking with the gentleman and reading some of the material he's given us, it's an interesting story about Palestinians and Israelis and the country itself and the historical precedents that have affected what's going on over there. And I'm not talking about, of course, you know, centuries ago, but within the last century with agreements and treaties, which is kind of what's brought us to this level where we're at right now, where Netanyahu has said, you know, when he said that he'll never give back the West Bank and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, Obama is totally, totally upset with him. The bottom line is, though, if you go back and look at treaties and you look at things that have happened and said and all those, that you have to try and figure out then really where did it start and how did we get here to this point? And is it – and the other thing, is it solvable? And that's a good question. Is it solvable? Anyway, okay. I noticed that, Bad Bob, you've hopped into the chat room and seen what Sungold has said. You know, the typical producer answer, hands in the air. Hey, also, Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay is going to be with us, and just a number of other things. But first, there's going to be a cruise night pinup and beard contest at the Wounded Warrior Project fundraiser, April 24th, after the Cool April Nights cruise. If you want to donate to the raffle items, and all ticket sales go to our veterans. The donation drop-off location is at Shasta Antique Mall, 202 Hartnell Avenue by the VA. And have all the donation, please have donations dropped off by April the 21st, 2015. All right. Something else that's happening. At the atrium downtown tomorrow, we're going to have a downtown Reading transportation plan public workshop. It's interesting because there's been a lot of changes. You know, they made the change, you know, Caltrans made a change and narrowed the lanes and made bike lanes all the way through here. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, what is how big a bike population do we have? And it's frankly, it's not that big. And what kind of impact is it going to have when you took it out on California Street, the bike lane? And frankly, there hasn't been that big of a problem that I've seen. You know, you went from three lanes to two lanes or four lanes to three lanes. and the and there seems to be no no traffic hangups. But I don't see any bikes on the road, and maybe you know, maybe I need to go down there on Saturday mornings or Sunday afternoons. But going to Sacramento, and you see people all over their bike lanes everywhere in that town, but you don't see them here. I do see a number of grocery carts being pushed around, but probably a different type of convenience. Anyway, tomorrow they're going to have the from 5:30 to 7:30 at the downtown atrium, which is in the square downtown across from, I think, the clerk's place. They're going to discuss this. One of the people that are talking about it has said that we've lost something like 200 parking places downtown. And on the during the week, when Shasta College has their classes going downtown, that the whole parking structure is filled. I've never seen the whole parking structure filled, but I have seen it really really full. But the bottom line is you know, what's it going to look like? And if you have any ideas, if you have any suggestions, they're looking for them tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Death row inmate dies of old age. Natural causes. A gentleman that was 70 years old, been on death row since 1987. He killed three people. Three convenience store clerks in a gas station. Killed three of them. Picked up $450 out of that, these multiple robberies and killings. Was found guilty of originally in 87 and then 89. Has been on death row since then. And has, of course, never gotten to the chamber. And the I find this really, really strange, is that, you know, he pronounced death on these people immediately. And then, you know, so he's gone through court. He's been found guilty of a jury of his peers. He's been getting every chance in the world to appeal it. And yet here it is, 2015, and this man dies of natural causes at age 70. And I didn't say how old the young the people were that he killed in the convenience stores. Most of them are younger. And I just find it amazing how our what is it about our state here that allows murderers to do these heinous crimes, and then nothing happened to them? I mean, they're put in death row. Okay, I've been there. I've been to death row in San Quentin. Seen how they live. They live. Go out and exercise. Is it the type of atmosphere I want to live in, or the living conditions I want to go in? No. On the other hand, they're still alive. Still get to watch TV. Still get to enjoy the sun on their face. Still get to walk around outside, you know, albeit limited, but they get to do that. And so there is no, I mean, I guess that's retribution, is you keep them locked up in jail until they die. The only problem is that when you keep them in death row, it costs a lot of money. You know, California either ought to do one or the other things. Is let's just do away with the death penalty in California, totally. And then when you lock them up, they're going to be locked up forever. And then put them in the general population, and you save millions of dollars. Because right now, a lot of the money that's going for overtime, of the $1 billion that's going for overtime, it's all going to, most of it's going to the jails or the prisons. So that should tell you something. And we had one, a guy had been in the prison system as a guard and a supervisor for over 25 years, said, you know what, put them out into the general population, do away with the death penalty because it doesn't work, and you're going to save millions of dollars a year, which, frankly, I think is a good idea. You know, at this point, if they're not going to execute people, then let's do away with the facade of the death penalty. You're just going to go to jail for the rest of your life. You're never going to get out. Ever. No conjugal visits. No, you know, no extra ice cream on Sundays. You're just going to go to jail forever. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR. You know what? No. I'm not going out on that one. Okay. Turn the music back down. Bad Bob, I am not going out on that kind of thought there about death, you know, the death row and all these. We got to come bring something back up in here, you know, something, you know, like that, you know, the girl that, you know, that scored perfect, a perfect score on your ACTs. How do you do that? Do you remember your ACTs, your SATs?
Do you remember
if you spelled your name right? This girl gets a perfect grade right here from Reading. How does she do this? And you know, but you listen to her talk, she goes, well, I study. You know,
yeah,
when other
hello.
People, I study, and when other people are using on their iPhones in class, I get my homework done. You know what? What a work ethic. You know, this, you know, here it is, a this is a positive part is when we have kids like this, and we have kids scoring high, going back to the science fairs, you know, and, you know, winning all these things. This is absolutely fabulous. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, you know what, I was a little bit kind of like, oh, a little druggy this morning, and carrying around the, you know, you put in the water into the cooler, carried that around for a while, you know, carried it from one side to the other and put it down, carried it back again, and then dumped all the water in there. Luckily, without dumping it everywhere else. We don't let Just Bob do this anymore, because Just Bob just drops them. And now we have 5 gallons of water and fans going. So his job is not to do that from now on. His job is just to come get me and say, we need water, and I do it.
No, for the drinking water.
For the drinking water, for the fountains down here, you know. So, see, I do have a job here. I get to do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's. You don't have to worry about people saying race matters on their coffee cup. They're just going to look at you strangely and say, was that a latte or an espresso? Great coffee, great prices, any type of coffee making machines you could possibly want right there at Tobacco and Brew. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the area at Tobacco and Brew. Their walk-in humidor is filled with cigars from Cigar Aficionado. All of it right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good people, Joe and Shelley. We'll be right back after these messages.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care, clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400, Preferred Carpet Care.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. The time is 8:07. The time is 8:23 in the morning. 45 degrees out there today. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. I started off a little slow today. I read two things in a row that are like, God, that's terrible.
Then you read news that made me just want to go open a vein.
Yeah, which one was that? Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
I know. That's what I mean. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, they're going to provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out their website at readingccw.com. They also have concealed carry, too, which is kind of an advanced course and all this. And all this from Ted Leidy. Good guy.
Should I tell you why the second story depressed me?
The one about
the young lady? Because it was exceptional. Because she, it had to be.
No, that was the third story.
The third story, yeah. That depressed me because.
Why?
Because if she's able to do it, why is our educational and system? Why can't? Because we got this nation of kids who sit there and play with their games, and we fall further and further behind the rest of the world, and we're getting our butts kicked.
Yeah.
And well, there's, how do Angel, we turn this around?
Well, Angel's got the answer right here. She just says, I was in the mall yesterday, and the conversation from the kid next to me talking to his friend was, I am not the daddy, not having that baby mama drama. Pants down to his knees, oversized baseball cap. You know, it's not that, but they're all not, no, it's not like that. You know what? Frankly, our parents worried about our generation there, Bad Bob. With, you know, with good right to, you know, being smart to do that. But no, this is what, you know, the adults think then. Now, but see, you know, but here's the problem. As adults, we do some strange things too. I mean, we really do. I mean, you think about it. I mean, look at this honey lab explosion. What the hell is a honey lab? I mean, it's a honey oil. I'm sorry, a honey oil is, they're exploding. This 15-year-old gets burnt in his, and
butane honey oil, yeah.
You know, so well, I guess what, you take marijuana?
Yeah, it's basically you distill marijuana into a liquid that is THC heavy, and then you can take that liquid, put it into an electronic cigarette, mm-hmm. and consume it that way.
Oh. You can vape it?
Yeah, you can vape this stuff, and it's extremely potent. Now, the extraction method involves some extremely volatile chemicals.
Obviously, we've got honey oil labs blowing up everywhere. Yeah. This was in Shasta Lake. It caught the
this stuff. You look
fire.
At it sideways, and it
does
explodes.
It have a smell when it when you're doing it?
I would imagine so. It didn't.
Why don't you boil some down? Let us know.
I'll pass.
Why don't you have your next door neighbor do that? he's got lots of experience in boiling things down, right? Right, and he's already been blown up once. It probably shouldn't scare him the second time. Okay.
Thanks. Hey, you know, I look forward to going home now.
You know, I can't let the day go by without talking about the record searchlight. I'm sorry. Silas Lyons, you know, you're a great guy. And, of course, you know, Carolyn, you're on the show all the time. You're always invited to be on the show. I got to get your editorial writer on because I just don't. Oh, but before we get there, Charles, good morning. Are you fired up, Charles?
Well, you were talking about the death penalty earlier.
I was.
And on the flip side of that argument is that life without parole may be headed the way of the horse and buggy here if we do away with
Yeah, the next thing, if you do away with the death penalty, is, okay, you're giving a person in there a life without parole. Then they're going to go after that and say, wait a minute, that's an unjust punishment. Because how can you give somebody a life without parole? It's been 30 years. They've changed, right?
That's exactly how they're – and
yeah, they will.
Consider this. They're already fixing to early release a bunch of second strikers.
Yeah.
So – I mean, is it really that far outside the no. Realm of possibility that we may see an end to life without parole without even so much as one act of the legislature?
Turn 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Oh, want to know that mama tried.
And Merle Haggard is sitting at home within
dying,
the range
dying right
of this
now.
Radio
He's
station
just,
going, no!
No, okay. No, you're right. You know what? You know, that's, you know, it's easy to see. Once you do away with the death penalty, then you go after the life without parole. The big thing, though, is that you can be on the lifer down there, you know, without parole or in the death row, and you get your own lawyer, and it costs, if one of these lawyers gets two, and really, if they get three, but two, and they make enough money to live on. For these guys, because they get all this money and they go down and visit them.
There needs to be a cap on the frivolous lawsuits. I mean, these guys who are able to sue over something
broken cookies,
insignificant as a hangnail.
Yeah, broken cookies. That's my favorite one.
Yeah,
the guy that sued them over broken cookies. Okay,
or
Charles.
Pot pies that don't actually have any pot.
Charles, did you read the Record Searchlight's editorial today?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm going to talk about it right now. So, you know, if you get a chance,
all right, I'll let you
look
go.
At it. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles. You know, hey, you said we're having pot pie. There was none in it. Okay. No, they did. This one guy did sue about his cookies were broken. You know, this is the guy that, you know, Ed Schroeder. Spent 25 years in, or 20 years in San Quentin as a guard and then as a supervisor and all this. The only guy ever allowed to wear cowboy boots because back when he started it was okay. But, you know, the stories Ed tells about the guards and being there or just, I mean, if it wasn't so bad, it'd be hilarious. You know, things that, you know, that prisoners do, you know, do to each other and do to the guards.
San Quentin cocktail.
Whoa. You just, I mean.
Look it up. I can't talk about it.
No, you don't even want to talk about it. But you know that why they have to put up, screens on the cells. Because one guy, you know, somehow got a mop handle and fashioned a spear out of it. And then, and literally killed one of the guards with it. When the guard came up to do the count, the guy just drove it into his chest. Okay, editorial today on the Record Searchlight about Gary Cadd and Foo Fighters. You know, I'm just not – the editorial seemed like an exercise in schizophrenia. They're taking Cadd on and saying, it's shameful. It was unsavory. His actions were unsavory. However, you know, he did come out and say it, and then he came out in public and said it. He didn't go back behind closed doors. Gary was on the show yesterday. You needed to hear what Gary said. What had happened is – you know, this pilot program that was sued by, and successfully by,
I can't think of his name.
Walt McNeil, who successfully sued and has won, is going up to the Supreme Court, California Supreme Court. And what he said was the pilot program was illegal after they passed this other law, this Proposition 26. Well, the city ignored it. Walt says you can't ignore it. Well, a group of people sued. Well, one of them was Linda Cadd, Gary's wife. But this was before Gary was elected, years before Gary was elected. And so and then he gets elected. She's still a member of the Foo Fighters as opposed to the Foo Fighters. And so, of course, they won. Well, somebody, one of the other city council people, instead of just saying, hey, you know, Linda's on this thing, and Gary would have done what happened was, oh, I forgot. Okay, boom. She
could have signed on through a website and forgotten all about it.
You know what? The whole thing is
done.
But the fact was, it was on. And so here's the Record Searchlight saying it's shameful. It's unsavory that, you know, that here he is. He's listening to these discussions of pilot. Well, yeah, but so? I mean, was he, you know, was there any allegations that he went and ran over and told Walt McNeil anything? No. was the only allegation was is that he probably should have said something, but so should the city. The city should have said something. Hey, you know what? Duvernay and Starman knew about it when they told them. You know, so did anybody report it? No, even though they're supposed to. The bottom line is that what was, you know, did CAD gain anything by it? No. Did the city lose anything by it? No. But here's the other part, Record Search. Like, if you're going to write about Gary CAD and this kind of thing, why haven't you written an editorial about city council members that are doing business with very senior people in the McConnell Foundation and yet voting on things that affect the McConnell Foundation? What about that? Why haven't you done an editorial on those things?
Well, that's different.
Well, is it could because CAD and Jones and others were have they ever endorsed a conservative here in the last since I've been in town? I don't think so. I don't think they've ever endorsed CAD. I don't think they've ever endorsed Jones. I mean, the people they endorse are Democrats.
There's no cops on the streets, but we have great looking fountains
for the most part. I mean, Brent Weaver's not a Democrat.
Beautiful street lights.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment this morning. The time is 7:34 in the morning. 50 degrees out there. Phone lines here 605-456-7. March the 24th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Always a sale going down there with Leonard and his associates. 2225 Hilltop Drive. He's got it all down there, whether it's estate jewelry, baubles, expensive baubles, more expensive baubles, watches, necklaces, bracelets, rings. He's got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. You go on down there. It's 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. You won't be sorry. Linda shops there, and she's got exquisite taste, as you can tell by me. Give them a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. I'm here with just sunshine. What is it?
So you start laughing.
Sunshine. What is it? What's that song? Sunshine. Da 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 da.
Several songs.
There's several songs like that. Anyway, Christy Kitt.
Hello.
Hi. From Christy Kitt from Turtle Bay.
That's me. That's Turtle Bay.
Okay. Dancer.
Yeah.
Bon voyant.
Yeah. You know. Cigar, just signing up for everything I can
cigar
do.
Cigar aficionado.
Not quite. I don't have that one under my belt. Sorry.
Okay, but you know, you're still young. We'll get you there.
Eventually.
Okay, hey, what's happening out at Turtle Bay?
Couple of things. We have our Turtle Bay auction on Saturday, which Linda is coming to.
Okay, I have to do a disclaimer. It seems like the record searchlight's all over disclaimers.
Ah.
Linda is the going to be the help with the auction, is one of the MCs there. I will just be sitting in the crowd. Okay.
Just hanging out.
Just a disclaimer there.
Having a good time.
Oh, yes. Plus, I think... there's a lot of people go up there, like, I don't know, 600 people.
Yeah, lots of people. And I get to wander around in pants that were painted by a bobcat because someone's going to get to bid on that. Well, lots of people can bid on that, but they are pants that I brought. And then I went in the exhibit with Whisper, our bobcat, and she walked through paint and then walked all over me wearing the pants.
While you were wearing the pants?
While I was wearing them. It was... very fun.
Were you laying down?
It was actually kind of a workout. I was sitting first, and then once I had paint on the front and we wanted to do the back, I had to hold like a push-up position, and then I had to go back over and then try not to sit on what she'd done on the back, and it was a workout. But it was really fun. I have some really great videos of it, and she was really good.
Is there a YouTube on this somewhere?
There will be. It's going up actually today, so I'll send it to you guys so you can
do
see
that.
It.
No, but we'll do it. We'll put it on our website. Yeah, you know, we get a few thousand hits there.
It's pretty fun, and so someone at the auction will get to win that in the auction, and they'll get to do the experience, not just – a lot of people thought it – well, I'll admit, when she first told me about it, Sharon, our curator who came up with the idea – I thought I was going to do these pants and then wear them and model them around, and someone is going to win those pants, not get to do their own. Makes a lot more sense when you actually get the full experience and not just a pair of pants that might not fit someone else.
Oh, so you're selling your pants.
No, that's what I thought. I thought I was giving these pants to someone else.
Oh, no. So that's
no, they're getting to do their own which is much more entertaining.
Not if they wanted them right then.
That's true, but I would have been a little out of luck at that point. So.
I'll give you $500. I want them
but
now.
But I want right now.
I want them now.
Yeah, I don't think I would have signed up for it if that was the deal.
Wear a long shirt.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
But anyway, so well, lots of cool things
cool.
Are
yeah.
going to be.
I mean that, I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, it's a new one. We've done animal paintings, like pictures and things before, but not clothing.
So those look pretty cool.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Little paw prints all over.
Yeah, all over. I did three different colors.
I could have made it a lot easier. I could have just taken elk killer, let her run around up at Benton Air Park, you know, after they've watered.
Yeah.
She'd be all over you.
Yeah,
and then
fine.
You'd have little
you'd
have elk killer
some
prints.
Blood spots
you have elk killer all over you.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the big thing about the Turtle Bay dinner and auction it's a real big fundraiser
for
Turtle Bay.
It is.
One of the things that helps enable, even though, you know, Turtle Bay is really cut back, you know, even though all the, you know, the vicious attacks on people who think that all they're doing down there is doing anything they want. Well, and how much the budget shrunk, how much the number of people shrunk, the different things you all are trying to do, things that you changed, like one price gets you in for any event. I mean, what a great idea that was. And I can even understand how people could be a little bit upset that, hey, I'm paying here, but yet you're making me pay another $15 to come in and see an exhibit that, you know, that you got here because of what I brought.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was
a great idea.
We had feedback from guests like that, so that's why we made that change. So now it's just the 80 $40 for the entire year for two adults and up to four kids.
That's right.
Yeah, and that includes the only thing you might have to pay for when you're inside is $1 if you want to feed the parrots. But you can still go in. You don't have to feed them.
Who does not want to feed those parakeets?
I know.
Or whatever they are.
Yeah, lorikeets, but you're close.
Lorikeets. You said parakeets.
I said parrots.
Oh, parrots. Not parrots.
Lorikeets are a type of parrot.
Oh, are they?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been in there, Bob, where the lorikeets are?
No.
Okay, well, you'll come in as my child next time.
They'll totally believe that.
They'll totally believe that one. Anyway, you go in there, and these little lorikeets, the only thing they eat is nectar.
Uh-huh.
They don't eat anything else. And so, you all have nectar out there.
Yep,
and you can hold one in your hand, a cup of nectar in your hand. Pretty soon, you have 25 of your closest friends. All over your body.
All over.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
Even little.
I was a little scared the first time I did it, but it's
getting your hair.
Yeah. But it's all right. They're friendly.
That's right. When they poop, it smells okay.
Yeah.
Like
no big
a scene out of a Hitchcock movie.
No, it's better than that.
It's a lot more colorful.
Here's what I would like to see, though. Like, say you strap like 100 of these little, you lay down and you strap like about 15 of these cups on your body. And then you take the photo of all the little lorikeets.
All of them you.
Okay, Sundial Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
The way it ends, and the guy's screaming at the end, he's laying there, the little lorikeets all over him because he's mean to animals or something.
Uh-huh.
And they swarm him.
I love it.
Okay, next year.
How big is a lorikeet?
They're little.
They're smaller than
this coffee cup.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
They're
brightly colored and kind of cute with big eyes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you haven't been down there, go on down there and just walk in there and pay $1 for the
nectar cup.
Which is kind of small, really. That's
a
pretty good
and
price.
And it's plenty for them.
Oh, yeah.
You get lots of
birds. For that one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to have lots of birds.
Yep, lots of them.
Little suck. Do they have like a – must have their tongue must be a certain way.
So.
You know, must have – so it's almost like a straw is what I would think.
Because, they just kind of put their beak in and sip it up. So it's got to be something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm clearly not the animal expert.
Okay. So here's the big Turtle Bay auction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people going. Linda's going to MC and help with the auction.
Yep. And if you can't go, we have raffle tickets that
That's
are still
right.
available. And the prizes for that are really, really wonderful. There's three prizes. There's only 200 tickets are being sold, so you have pretty good chances. And then the prizes are a trip to Trinidad. And for a week in a big, humongous cabin house. It's beautiful.
The people there will donate this every year, and it is a beautiful place on the ocean.
Yeah.
Some people have gone there before.
Yeah, so that's one of them. And then a beautiful sapphire necklace. And the last one is a trip to Vegas with a trip to see the Cirque du Soleil show that's there right now. So it's
I'm not sure what show it's actually for this.
You may actually get to choose. But in any case, they're great prizes, and the tickets are $100 for the raffle ticket. You don't have to be present to win, and those are on sale all week. So join us and get fun things. And there's pictures of all of those, the beautiful necklace and all that stuff on our website right now. So you can go look at those. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's coming up here this
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
Next weekend never ends. We have things all the time. Next weekend's our spring plant sale in the Arboretum and Nursery. And that is twice a year we do our plant sales, and it's 30% off of everything in the nursery for members and 20% off for non-members. And we have lots and lots of drought-tolerant plants. So it's good
That's good because we're all cutting the water back.
Mm-hmm. So some of the ones I actually just found this out I thought was really, really I knew they were drought-tolerant but didn't realize the extent of what that meant. And some of the ones we have during the summer months here, we have them in our gardens on campus, and you only have to water them once every 5 to 7 days, which is great if we're in a drought.
Yeah, my bamboo, I think I lost my bamboo.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, hey.
What can you do?
I can do it and just, I'll use the, I don't know what I'll do. Maybe make fishing poles or something.
Yeah, there
like
you
that.
Go.
There you go. Okay, drought resistant, and that's going to be next weekend,
or a
week from this weekend.
Yeah, it's the 3rd and 4th. The 3rd is just a members-only event, but you can sign up to be a member that night if you want to join then, and that is in the evening. And then Saturday, the 4th, it's 9 to 3. That day is the sale. There's free admission to the gardens all day, and then the sale. So you can get lots of plants.
There you go.
For cheap, which is nice.
For reasonable prices.
Yes, and they're all grown here. So we grow them on site.
They're already grown, so all you have to do is replant them?
They're started at the very least.
Started.
Yeah. And
replant.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's cool.
Lots of wide variety there. So come on out.
We're going to take a break here, but you've got a bunch of other things going on out there at
Turtle
Bay. All right. I'm here with Christy Kidd, who is the, what are you, the public affairs person out there?
Marketing and public relations manager.
Marketing
and public relations. It's a very long title.
Yeah. Do they pay you more money? No, they just give me another title.
They just gave me another thing on my list of things to do.
Just to get exactly. It longer, but it looks good. It's, it does. And what, they're going to give me parking next year. We'll be right back.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Kathy and I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or Fleetwide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work. So give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up at the plant at 3 locations. Johnny and Bobby got 2 more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy. The old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. In Reading, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Welcome back, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years in the business, Martin and his associates can fix any type of heating or cooling system, can offer warranties and guarantees. You got an emergency? He's got the time. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, I tell you, we use them at our home, and we're very, very happy with their abilities to fix anything. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Christy Kidd, and she's from Turtle Bay, and she is the public relations and social events. Yeah. And just, you know, generally the one who walks around smiling.
Smiling, talking about what we do.
There you go.
Telling people to come to Turtle Bay.
Yeah. That's, well, you know what? There's a good reason to go to Turtle Bay. There's lots of things. What are some of the exhibits now?
We have got Sweet, A Tasty Journey, which is all about candy and candy making and California's rolling.
How is
it?
You've been there, obviously. Do you?
Yes, I have.
And so, do you get to taste anything?
Yes. At certain times, we have a part of it open that's a lot of it's interactive, but one that's interactive with one of our volunteers who will... You spin a wheel, and it gives you two options of jelly bean, one good and one maybe not so good, and you have to try it, a blind taste test, and guess which one it is. It's usually pretty obvious if you got, you know, strawberry or grass. So you can usually figure
it
out.
It tastes like grass?
That's what they call it. My husband
No, Bob. Bob, don't get – no, Bob. Well, Bob is getting excited. He wants to know where you can buy them.
Now, the Jelly Belly does make some rather interesting flavors, some of which probably couldn't actually – but, yeah, they actually have
okay.
Yeah.
I think my husband got
– I made the gesture, which I can't say on air.
It tastes like – what? Okay. What about the one that either strawberry or dirty feet?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think my husband got dirty feet was the one he got, or stinky socks or something
stinky
like
socks.
That. Yeah.
What do they taste like?
And, yeah. Not good. Don't worry. There's a spit bucket. So if you don't want to keep that bucket. One, you can throw it away.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Turtle Bay where there's spit buckets. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, this is good.
But it's all about, you know, taste and everything. And I actually was staying there watching somebody do it once, and they got the bad one because it's such a drastic difference.
Right.
You know, it clearly wasn't watermelon or whatever the right one, the good one was. And they didn't mind it. They're like, it's not the super sweet one, but it's not horrible. It's just kind of bland. And I was,
is it close to the wall so you can see where people spit it on the wall?
No.
Okay, wondering.
That's why someone has to, you know, we have a volunteer running that one. It's not free for all for a reason.
For a reason.
But yeah, so you
I
can
want
get
some
to
of
taste
these that taste like grass.
Yeah.
You know, go home and I'm going to boil it down and make any way out of it.
Having a bad day. I don't deserve more than grass.
Oh, your kids, they're just old enough to do it. Say, do you want candy? Yes, mommy. And you give them the dirty sock one.
Yeah, right.
They're going, ew. Okay, that's what candy tastes like. And boom, right there.
Teach
at least
right
for
away.
4 or 5 years, you've you know, you've got them.
Deterred them a little bit.
That's
yeah.
right. So,
yeah. So
okay, what else you got
there? We've got that one, and then we also have the West Coast Art Biennial, which is an art exhibit. It was all entries from artists all over the West Coast, and there was competition in – started getting submissions in October, and then it was juried, and all the pieces were chosen in January. And so that's been open since the end of January, and we have a couple local artists in there. They choose the top three and actually give prizes and winners, and we have one – of our winners who is in that top three from Reading. So that's kind of nice to have the local talent in there too.
That's cool.
So it's definitely a nice contrast next to Sweet. Sweet's so bright and colorful and fun and loud. And then we have this beautiful art exhibit to give you both sides of things. So,
cool.
Yeah.
What about something we've got? Okay, we got new animals there.
Yes, we do.
We have Buffy the Beaver.
Timber
the Beaver.
Yep.
Buffy the Beaver. I like Buffy the Beaver.
I actually got to feed him for the first time.
Really?
Friday.
Let me guess what he eats.
What does he eat?
Some kind of wood.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of cellulose or something?
He'll eat any kind of bark, but I was actually feeding him these, I can't remember what they're called, but it's like a little...
Is there a Purina Beaver Chow?
Like bark beaver bark.
Sure, yeah.
And so how do they eat? I mean, do they take it like...
Take it from your hand.
With their little hands or their little feet? Or what are
those
things?
Their little hands, and they're so... I guess they don't have very good eyesight, so you have to be really close, put it right in front of them, and they'll grab it. And he was not pleased that I only had one thing to give him because he kept, like, holding my hand, coming back, like, okay, but where's the rest? I was like, I don't have anything else. That's all I got.
But so he bit your finger off.
He did not bite my finger off. He's very gentle. Doesn't bite people. He just wanted more food that I didn't have. So trainer had to come in and give him.
Why would you harm this?
Why would I deny him?
Why
I know
would you deny
it
this
was
little
cruel.
Buffy, or Timber the Beaver.
You're just going to call him Buffy forever, aren't you?
Probably.
That's
all right. So, who named it Timber?
No, this one was not a contest. This was we had a couple of options from our animal curator and the animal care staff, you know, people who get to interact with him every day and had since the day we got him. They narrowed it down, and then we have a group of donors who specifically donated actually at the auction last year for to get the beaver dam put in there and bring the beaver in. And so they got to weigh in on what the name they actually wanted to give him. So it wasn't really a contest. It was more for the people
who came up with the name Timber. I mean, I could have thought of a lot of other names. Couldn't you think of other names besides Timber?
Well, we like
it. It could have been Undergrowth. It could have been Barky.
Barky
the beaver because he eats bark.
Or right. Damn.
Damn. Damn
that
the beaver.
That one came up a couple times.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It probably still does. Oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, no, no.
Oh, wait,
Timber.
No, that's not his name.
That's not his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's meant to be educational because it makes kids ask, well, why is he named Timber? Well, that's because what they eat. So,
I see.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. There's a logic, I swear.
Right over my head. All right. So what else? What other great animals you have done? I know you have the fox that's, you know, what is this, Felix the fox? Or Rabbit the fox because that's what it eats?
All of our animals are going to have different names by the time I leave. No, it's Loki and Analia are two foxes. Loki's the one, he jumps and pounces, and it's really fun. He jumps.
I've watched foxes do that in the snow, where they jump up
straight
up
and then
straight
just
down.
Go straight down. Yep. I just started, this is part of my job, on that list of things, a blog for Turtle Bay. And our last week was an animal post that was actually comparing how Whisper the Bobcat jumps next to Loki the fox. They both jump about the same height, but completely different as far as what muscles they use and, you know, pushing off of their back leg compared to fully jumping straight up. It's really, actually really interesting. It's a slow motion video of them jumping next to each other.
So do you do little blogs for the animals too? And you like put yourself
specifically from them.
This is Timber the Beaver.
Timber.
Wow, do I really like it here.
No, I don't.
This one girl comes in and only gives me one piece of bark. And he says something nasty.
I'm so mistreated by this PR girl who won't give me more food.
She smiles and she smiles. It's even worse if she frowned and didn't give me bark. It'd be okay. But now she smiles.
But no, she smiles and just makes me feel bad about being upset about it.
Makes me feel bad about being trapped in here with the other animals.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't write blogs like that.
Oh, okay. Just
and wondering. Actually, I don't even write them. They come from our experts, basically, the different department heads. I just post it all and edit it and make sure it's readable.
I did not.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I did not kiss that woman.
I didn't write it. No,
Christy,
that's just gonna
you're just cool.
Oh, right. Well, thanks.
Okay, you know, well, Turtle Bay is such a big part of our mm-hmm. a big part, and they're getting ready to start the new hotel here in
mm-hmm.
July,
or mm-hmm. that's the plan.
The day after the clawback ends.
Yeah, we had put out a request to them to, you know, release mm-hmm. us since we're so close to the end, and I don't believe we've heard back yet on that. But either way, that'd only be a couple of weeks.
They have to, because once it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over on that
it's
day.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
realistically,
so,
it'd probably only make a couple weeks difference
yeah.
if they let us out anyway. So,
anyway,
yeah,
so we're going to get the hotel built. And
yeah.
I say we, meaning you.
All. Yeah. You're going to come in and do all the work, right?
That's right. No, I'm just going to, I'll drive by, though, and make
yeah,
comments.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
we'll follow the progress.
Yeah.
We'll get Mike.
Yep.
You get Mike Warren in here, too.
Yeah.
Mike said he'd come back on the show
yeah.
and talk about it.
And he's the expert on all that, too.
Yeah.
And no matter what the date is on that, we are going to get to this. Thanks to a grant, we're going to get to do a lot of updates to the forest camp, which really hasn't had any updates since it opened.
Yeah, right.
So that's really exciting that it's
right.
all going to be at the same time, because why
Super.
Would we do construction twice? That would not be enjoyable. But
makes sense.
Regardless, we'll get to definitely do. We're bringing in a company to help us plan it all.
Okay, we just got a couple minutes left. Yeah. Everybody knows how to get to Turtle Bay, mm-hmm. and it's you can buy the season passes for
mm-hmm.
$80.
$80.
And that's good for two adults and up to four kids. And they
yep.
don't even have to be your kids.
Correct.
You can just bring in kids.
Yeah, just grab a couple and
grab
bring
a couple,
them in.
Bring them in, leave them there.
If they
right.
look bored, bring
that's
them
right.
in.
That's right.
Let them
with,
have a good
leave
time.
Them with Timber.
Right.
Okay, now I want to get in this one last thing. You
okay.
were the Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
How you were
going
to be there, but
yeah.
but now you're not.
I am not. My partner had to back out, which is fine, but you know. I'm a dancer, so I was a little sad. So, and plus, it's obviously for such a good cause. And
it is.
I mean, but it is nice. Our director for the company that I'm a part of, joining Art, Music, and Athletics, she is someone else's partner. So I still get to support
okay, good.
Through that. So it'll be
That's
good.
That's too bad because it's quite the experience. You
yeah.
know, I would recommend it to hardly anybody. But
mm-hmm.
I got my good friend Ted
yeah.
Leidy.
Yep.
Is dancing. And I'll tell you what. If I hope he gets a chance to do the sprinkler, And as you say, have the men dance. You know, the getting the from the shelves,
pulling the groceries,
mm-hmm. putting them into the
another
the
good
cart.
One is pointing at the stars.
Pointing
That's
at the stars.
One.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. I like the skiing one.
Oh yeah, skiing's good.
The skiing one.
Yep.
Like you're going like this. You never done that, Bob?
Rock concert move number 47.
Yeah. That's just a head nod. Come
dance
on.
It's like an average white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay. Oh, hey. That's the way it is.
Yep.
Christy Kidd, thank you so much for being
with us. Thank you, always.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to David Lemoyne. And David is a historian, is an expert on Israel, in the history of Israel. And so much is going on. In that area right now, Palestine, Israelis, Palestinians. How did this come about? Well, we're going to hear about that in a couple of minutes as soon as we get back from the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. France's president says no survivors are likely after a passenger jet crashed today in the French Alps. The plane was en route from Barcelona, Spain to Dusseldorf, Germany at the time. Spain's King Felipe flew to Paris on the news and spoke through an interpreter on France24.com.
We are here talking with President Hollande, who has just expressed from the depth of his heart all his condolence for the families who've lost loved ones in this accident.
Debris from the crash has been spotted, but the search and rescue operation is expected to be lengthy and difficult because of the remote and mountainous location. Aviation consultant John Goulia, meanwhile, says that the A320 actually has an excellent safety record.
The automation in the airplane has assisted pilots avoid many, many problems over the years.
At official stress, the plane did send a distress signal before going down in the mountainous area, elevation about 6,500 feet. Afghanistan's new president is in Washington today to talk about U.S. troops with President Obama.
The two leaders will be discussing the future relationship between the U.S. and Afghanistan. President Ghani wants President Obama to keep more American troops in Afghanistan for a longer period of time. The original plan called for cutting the number of troops to 5,500 by the end of this year.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting a grim discovery in Kenai, Alaska.
Our officers located probably 15 yards off the trail in kind of a depression, what appeared to be human remains and clothing.
And yes, Kenai Police Lieutenant David Ross told KYUR it appears the four bodies are those of a family that's been missing since May. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag so far for the Dow at the moment, struggling down about 12 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by just about 15. This is SRN News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
That budget battles take center stage on Capitol Hill.
The House is set to begin debate on a series of proposals, including the official GOP plan that calls for a big hike in overseas military and diplomatic spending. That could be a tough sell to deficit hawks who want corresponding cuts to keep the deficit from ballooning. Lawmakers will also debate competing proposals from the Conservative Republican Study Committee, the Liberal Progressive Caucus, and a plan from Democrats calling for big tax hikes on the wealthy and corporations.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. A modest rebound in gas prices and broad gains in other categories lifted consumer prices for the first time in 4 months. In the latest report, it's taken as a sign that inflation may be stabilizing. The Labor Department says a consumer price index rose 0.2% in February After seeing a drop of 0.7% the previous month, January's decline had been the biggest in 6 years. This is SRN News. Mercedes-Benz is recalling just over 30,000 CLS class cars in the U.S. because the LED tail lamps may not light properly on the sides.
Mercedes says the malfunctioning lights could prevent other drivers from seeing the cars, raising the risk of a crash. The problem was discovered in December during a quality check at the factory. Dealers will update the lighting control software at no cost to the owners. Mercedes doesn't have a schedule yet for when the repairs will take place.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. For decades, American Express was the undisputed credit card of choice among corporate road warriors, the wealthy and the well-traveled who live by the company's slogan, "Don't leave home without it." But changing consumer habits, extremely aggressive competition, and increased pushback from its merchants now putting heavy pressure on the card rivals trying to steal away business and apparently are succeeding. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. You know, some people say, I don't like it when she's on assignment. Well, is it because it's the way I say it? Or is it the fact that Linda's on assignment today? Somebody has to do things to keep the house there.
She's getting fresh Where's Linda buttons?
Yeah, where's Linda buttons? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and that's not easy to do. Shasta Regional is people. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, they know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives, and they're big on that. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you're going to go to an emergency room, something like that, you get your choice. Head to Shasta Regional. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. What's the weather look like there, Bad Bomb?
Well, it looks like what you see is what you're going to get. Showers likely, but that'll be tapering off. Nothing showing on the radar right now directly overhead. Cloudy today, a high near 65 tomorrow, and overnight low will be 51. Tomorrow, though, the temperature zooms right up as the sky is clear. We are going to be pushing the 80-degree mark right now in Reading, 54 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Seniors and veterans discounts are available at Shasta Gas Propane. Welcome home, Vietnam Veterans Day, 50th commemorative. At 10 a.m. this Saturday on March the 28th, a memorial service for the Shasta County servicemen killed in action in Vietnam with a posthumous welcome home to our fallen Vietnam veterans will be held at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery up at IGO. That starts at 10 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, a Welcome Home Veterans, a Vietnam Veterans Day program will be held at the Veterans Hall on 1605 Yuba Street. A free lunch provided by the Sons of Italy. Music provided by Robert Diaguero, Valerie Ibe, and the Mistletoe School students. I have all types of information tables about veterans organizations, resources, and all of that. All of this at the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. I think there was 46 or 47 Shasta County residents were killed in action in Vietnam. So if you get a chance to do this, it's a good thing to do. It's going out there at 10 o'clock at IGO on Saturday. In the paper and in the news, everything you've heard has been about the elections in Israel, about Obama's reaction to it, the fact that the Obama administration actually put people over in Israel to work for Netanyahu's opponents, the fact that the Congress invited him to speak about what's going on in Iraq, and the fact that President Obama is trying to sign a treaty with the Iranians, and Mr. Netanyahu came over and gave his side of it, which, as anybody will tell you, he hit a home run on that one. It was very good. Even the left bloggers, the left, Rachel Maddow, Chris whatever his name is, and the rest of them were saying, you know, he did a really good job, which clearly infuriated Obama. And in fact, he did not call after he won, after that now run, won the election. Wouldn't even call him for a while. I mean, he calls despots and murderers and all these other people, but he didn't call him for days. And then when he did, from what I understand from reports there, is that he tried to have him pull the ambassador to the United States.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I don't know what. And of course, BB said no. But, you know, when you start talking about, you know, it seems for my whole lifetime, it's been a battle. It seems that all my lifetime that I can remember, a battle between the Israelis and the Palestinians and the Arabs.
Yes.
Israelis have been, you know, the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, and then just one a couple years ago.
Gaza.
In the Gaza. Yeah. It's been a continuous war that I can remember. And, you know, they actually, you know, Carter had everybody shake hands at one point. I'm not sure what that happened, what came of that one in the peace accords. And then, you know, since then, it's been periods of peace. Or it's been a war punctuated by some periods of peace in there. But a lot of people don't understand is how we got there. I'm not Israeli or Jewish, but how did they get to the point of where they are now? And with me today is David Lemoine, who has traveled through Israel extensively and who is a historian and has studied the what's happened in the background. And when we were talking the other day, and there was a lot of things that were just, I had never heard of. Mm-hmm. And I mean, one of them I kind of heard about it, the Balfour Agreement or treaty, but other things, even up into the 1950s,
yeah,
are quite surprising. Mm-hmm. So welcome to our show today, David.
Well, thank you.
And and your beautiful wife here.
This is my Patty, my wife.
Patty, hello, Patty. Yeah, she's sitting here. She's not going to come on, but she's sitting here with, you know, we need him. You know, she's right there. She's ready to jump in if he gets in trouble, right, Patty?
Right.
Okay, good. All right. I know it's going to be but tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into this?
Well, retired firefighter, 25 years down in the Bay Area. In that time, I became a Christian, and I started studying biblical history, which took me into a study of I had a Jewish family I was married into. And that caused me to wonder why the persecution of the Jews and different things like that, which took me into a study of history, biblical and otherwise, paralleling the two, and it came to an understanding that we'll try and get in 3,000 years of history in the next hour if we can, but it's pretty difficult.
We may have to jump a century here.
But yeah, I think for today, if we just look at the First World War and coming forward, we can see that the Jews have a right to come home to Israel, and it was signed on by the League of Nations in the San Remo Accords. Lord Balfour of Britain put forward a document that gave the Jews rights to come back to Palestine at that time. It wasn't Israel.
Let me start earlier here. Who is a Palestinian?
Okay. Okay.
Palestine, yeah. And this is a surprise, and I'm going to give a little bit out, is that everybody was a Palestinian.
Yeah.
Including the Jewish residents.
Yeah.
Until like the early 50s.
48.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
until 48.
Real quick, if what we're talking about, the territory we're talking about, if we put it in perspective here, Israel is the size of from here to Lassen Park wide and from Red Bluff to Weed long. That's a pretty inhabited area. Jerusalem would be about Shingletown. We're sitting in Tel Aviv, and that's kind of the geographical feel.
Really? See, I never, you know what? I knew it was small, but
seven of them will go into Florida. Seven of Israel will fit in Florida.
Seventh?
Seven Israel times.
Seven Israels. Or the size of Israel's going to fit in Florida. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're sitting in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
The border's over out there by Lassen Park.
Yeah.
Jerusalem right up here in Shingletown.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to go all the way to the other end of Israel, I could go. I would drive up to Weed.
If you're in Tel Aviv and you want to go dip in the Jordan River, the West Bank or the East Bank, you would go to Lassen Park.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, look, my guest is David Lemoyne. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about, you know, a little historical reference of this and how we got to here, and then and just follow it on through up until today. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. The time is 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good things. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. Good morning. The time is 8:19 in the morning, 54 degrees out there today on March the 24th. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy with MedSync. They're the only ones around here who have MedSync. That's where they take all of your medications. They synchronize them to come due on one day. You can pick them all up on one day, make one phone call, and if you can't make it, guess what? Owens delivers them for free. I mean, you can't get any better than this because this is a locally owned, locally operated pharmacy here. You know, it's a great success story. Second generation is now running it, six of them in town, with another one being built in Palisadro. All of them open Monday through Friday from, I think it's 9 to 6, but you need to call and check. One down on Court Street actually does compounds. They build things there. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Owens Pharmacy. We like them. And my guest is David Lemoyne and his beautiful wife, Patty, who is there, got his back, but refuses to come on the show. But that's okay. David is has spent – how many tours have you been to?
Four tours times in Israel. The first time I was attacked by Palestinians, Hamas. My buddy was almost killed. So I've talked to Hamas eye to eye. So I do know something about that.
Yeah, you were talking about that. Where is everybody today? Oh. First clue. First clue is when we're walking, when we were in Somalia walking through this area out by the soccer stadium, and there was a lot of – is that we walked down the walked down this one alley, and we were checking everything on my team. And when we made the turn, all the people, all the kids that were following us, everybody just scattered. We were going down another street, and it was like, oh, okay. Well, I just kind of told us perhaps we should be looking around about what we're doing there.
I understand.
Make sure they're loaded, guys.
Like when the birds stop singing.
Yeah, the bird stops. Yeah. It's like in a bad movie. It's like a bad movie. It really is. And all of a sudden there's silence.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, what? It's so quiet. When we were walking and they were singing and all that, and we turned down the street, gone, everybody. Wow. And this one guy's holding his hands out going, no, don't go down there. Not to us, but to the people. And it was like, well, that was kind of a warning to us, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we went down anyway. So what the hell? Okay, David Lemoyne is my guest. And as he just said, he came face-to-face with Hamas. It wasn't a great experience. But you've been to Israel several times, but you've done a lot of studying on it. Let's start with, you said the Turkey, which held all this for like 400 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna find out what a Palestinian is.
Right.
Really, the Ottoman Empire held the Middle East for 400 years, coming up to the First World War. Through the First World War, Germany had withheld the base for ammunition from Britain that they'd been supplying. It just happened that Chaim Weizmann, a Jewish British citizen and chemist, had developed a synthetic acetone, which is a base for ammunition, which helped them win the war. Lord Balfour says, hey, Chaim, what can we do for you? And he says, Chaim says, well, I'm a Zionist. You know, for 2,000 years, we wanted to go back home to Israel. What can you do for us? He says, I can write the Balfour Treaty, which says you have a right to go back to Palestine. Not Israel at that time, because Hadrian in the first century had renamed it Palestina after the Philistines, after he destroyed the Jerusalem. Okay, so to modern times now, it's called Palestine. But it was held by the Arab, by the Turkish, not Arabs, the Turks, who were Muslim. Okay, so Lord Balfour, in the end of the first, well, the Turks went with the Germans in the First World War and
they're on
lost.
The losing side. Right.
So now Balfour and Britain own Israel, and they give Chaim Weizmann the right, and the Jewish people the right, to go home and settle the land called Palestine.
Okay, so now they went into the Zionists all went back to Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Israel then.
Yeah, which is all the territory of Jordan today and Israel.
Jordan, the country of Jordan.
Yeah, 45,000 square miles.
Okay.
And that was what was described in the San Remo Accord in 22 in the League of Nations. And Faisal, the Arab that fought with Britain,
right,
with the Arabs against the Turks, Chaim Weissman, Faisal, and the League of Nations signed a document saying it was okay, but there was one change. They said, let's divide this Palestine in not in half, but 78%, which is Jordan, and 22%, which right. is Israel. And let's take that away now. After 2 years ago, the Balfour said you can go in there, so you can't go into Jordan anymore. So we'll just give you everything west of the Jordan River.
Okay. Now, was Jordan a country? Were they an independent nation at that point?
No, they
Jordan.
Weren't. Okay. It was all Palestine.
Okay. So then the king of Jordan
yeah.
has been established since 1922. Then.
They put him in power and named it Transjordan at okay. that time. And they called Israel. The League of Nations.
Put this guy in power then.
Actually Britain with the okay of the League of Nations. Britain had the power. They said, okay, we owe allegiance to the Arabs, so we're going to give Faisal Iraq. We're going to give him Iraq, and we're going to take Transjordan now instead of Palestine. We're changing the name to Transjordan, but okay. it's all Palestinian. Because anyone migrating into Palestine at that time was called a Palestinian. The Jews came home to Palestine. The Jews' first newspaper, which is now the Jerusalem Post, was called the Palestinian Post.
So they started immigrating to Palestine in the 20s, 30s?
Yeah. And actually, it was only 22% of the original agreement.
Right.
Okay.
So they
yeah.
went into the 22% that yeah. was the original agreement.
Which included the West Bank and Gaza, right. by the way.
So they came in and so they started immigrating
yes.
From all different
yes.
areas in the world
mm-hmm.
back to their homeland,
yes.
you could say. Mm-hmm. Now, Palestinians mm-hmm. were other people that just lived there.
Arabs. Let's call them Arabs and Jews.
Arabs okay. and Jews. Okay, yeah. Arabs that lived in Palestine, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they also had a home there in
yeah.
Palestine.
Let's say in that territory we're talking about, there was between 300,000 and 400,000 Arabs in all of that territory. They were mostly nomads at that time.
Okay.
When the Jews were
home. It wasn't like the Garden of Eden there.
No, it was swamp infested, malaria. The Jews came home. The Jewish League bought the property from the landholders, which were mostly Turkish Ottomans at that time. So it was reclaimed and paid for, but they reclaimed the swamps. And all of the Galilee now, which is green, was desert at that time with no trees or anything.
And just an aside is that I've just seen some articles that said, you know, the Israelis have found the answer to a lot of the water problems.
Absolutely.
And that they're willing to share this with anybody,
yep.
too, and on how to on this irrigation and all that, and can mm-hmm. save, you know, a lot of water. And that was just an aside.
Well, in your drip irrigation that mm-hmm. was created in Israel, designed in
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they've also got something else, too, I guess
no.
they're working on. That. Oh, I know it has something to do with the desalination plants.
Yeah.
And how much better the technology is.
Absolutely.
Okay, but we
yeah.
digress.
Yeah.
All right, so now everybody's moving into
mm-hmm. –
I'm trying to keep this historical.
Okay.
So in the 20s and 30s, the Jewish people were moving back
right.
into Palestine.
Right.
They're called Palestinians
right.
along with the Arabs that were there.
Right.
They bought the land from the Ottoman Turks.
Yes, most of it.
Most
okay.
of the land. Okay,
most of the Arabs were nomadic at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've come back, and so let's go on up to when? 40s?
Okay,
30s,
yeah,
40s?
Yeah. You know, going through that time, and you asked me a question last time
yeah.
about why the struggle and why were they were fighting back and forth and what was going on. When the Jews migrated back in, they started reclaiming the land, and it turned green, and that brought the migrating Arabs into the land to work for them, and that's why they
So they
appeared.
Started employing the Arabs that were
exactly.
in Palestine.
Yeah, so everything was going well, but then the Arabs were growing in numbers, and the oil was being developed, and there was pressure then being applied that the Arabs now wanted the West Bank and the Gaza and anything they could get.
Does Israel have a lot of oil?
Now they do, and one of the biggest natural gas fields is off the coast that they found, and they've just sold $2.1 billion worth of natural gas to Egypt, and you know they're starting to export.
There are no enemies in business.
No, there is.
Okay, but there is,
but there is oil, and they found it finally.
Okay.
It's deep. But they're going after it now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take a break early here.
Okay.
Okay, so we've gotten into the 30s and 40s. They've reclaimed the land. It's green. More Arabs from the Palestinian side have come in to work it. Now more have come in. Mm-hmm. And now with oil being discovered, other countries now are starting to lean in here. Mm-hmm. All right. My guest is David Lemoine, and we're talking about how do we get to where we are now and kind of a brief history of the Palestinian and or the, you know, the Palestinian question and the Arabs and the Israelis and how we got here. Now, just a quick update is the Balfour Treaty right after World War One and signed off by the League of Nations and also the one of the kings of, I think,
Faisal
of Saudi.
Of Iraq, later put into Iraq. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then they all agreed is that the Jews were going to get something about the size, a size of today's would be Jordan and then all of Israel. And then
Jordan was removed from the Palestine.
Right, was removed later on in another agreement. Mm-hmm. And so it was now just the West Bank and Gaza that the Jews can move back into.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back then after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Bay's 23rd annual spring plant sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Take me to heaven. Direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So, listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, March the 24th, It is 8:34 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be, it could even get a little bit of rain today, according to Bad Bob. And, but then it's going to be clearing up the rest of the week. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran owned business. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time for great haircuts, great prices, shave around your neck and ears.
I knew that.
Yeah, we like it. I'm going down there, in fact, this week to get another haircut. I just love being down there with DC, Tim, and Logan. Down there, Man's Last Stronghold, right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway, right there. Get in there. Get your haircut. We love it. Okay, my guest, David Lemoyne and Patty. Patty's not saying anything, but she's here. She's what a lovely lady you are, Patty. David has been to Israel four times and has done a lot of study on the Israeli-Palestinian question, and he's a historian part of it. Okay, so let me bring everybody up now. And so the Brits were there after the war. The Brits were kind of like colonizing there, but they were the ones in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, and it wasn't all happiness between the wars, between World War One and World War Two. You had quite a bit of the, you know, one village going after another, Arabs against Jews. And then in 1939, there was a fateful decision made by the Brits, is there would be no more Jews allowed into Palestine.
A quota.
It would be a quota.
A small quota,
and no more after that, though, allowed into Palestine, because it was still Palestine at that point. And this was at the same time World War II was starting, and starting to gain speed, and Hitler had started running into other countries, and, of course, the concentration camps were beginning around this time frame, too. Though people will say they didn't know about it. And, I mean, you can look back and say, oh, how could you not have known? But they, there's a lot of, they said they didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. So that led to problems. Okay. So here we are. World War II. What happened then?
Second World War. After the Second World War, there was remorse when they saw how many Jews had been killed. And that probably brought about the United Nations now in 1947. And getting together and saying, you know what, this 20%, let's say, which is Israel, at this time, Israel, even though they had the rights to everything west of the Jordan River, they hadn't gained that. The Arabs had the West Bank and the Gaza and a few other enclaves.
Mm-hmm.
So the United Nations voted to allow Israel to become a nation. And which is a one-time miracle. But anyway, so they validated, and they said, you know, what we want to do is divide this 20% down the middle and give the Arabs half, which would be the West Bank and Gaza and more, and you, Israel, take the other 10%. So now you've got 10 of the 100% that you were given in 1917. They agreed, and it was signed. And at that time, the British were sick of this skirmishing going back and forth, and they said, we're out of here. And
the British were under attack, too, though. I mean, they were attacked on – I mean, the Jews were attacking the Brits then, too.
Though, right? Well, absolutely. King David Hotel was
– many acts of terrorism.
Yeah, it's because the British were keeping the Jews from immigrating, and the Balfour the treaty had given them permission, but the Brits now were saying –
It was
1939, we reneged. So anyway,
it was
48
their war
comes.
Of freedom. Yeah. It was their war of freedom.
Britain says that we're out of here. The Arabs attack 100-1 and lost the war at the end, a one-year war. And 1948, May 15th, the flag went up. Ben-Gurion said, we are a nation, and we're renaming ourselves Israel. So 1948, after 2,000 years, Israel becomes a nation again.
Okay.
And that's where it starts. Okay.
All right, so now it's Israel. Now, up until then, the like you said, the Jerusalem, they called themselves Palestinians.
Absolutely.
Just like if you live in California, you call yourself a Californian.
Yes.
So they were, Jews and Arabs were called Palestinians, and there was no problem until, okay, so now they, we are now Israel. We have now established ourselves.
Yes.
We are a free nation. And so now it's Jerusalem times instead of Palestinian times.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Jewish flag flying over. Now, where was this? On the West Bank?
Everything but the West Bank and Gaza. I'm talking in round numbers, but about that,
About that.
You know, if we had more time, I'd go into
now,
detail.
All right, so after that happened.
56 war.
The 56 war.
Where Arabs came again, they said, we're going to wipe out all the Jews. Didn't happen. 67 war, six-day war. That's the first time they got, at the end of that, They got West Bank and Gaza Strip back.
Now, this was a war, again, initiated by the Arabs.
Four nations, Iraq and Jordan, actually Egypt started it, and Syria, Jordan, Iraq. Yeah, they were surrounded.
We studied that on how they on how they did that with just bringing in these aqua big hoses and tore down the levees. And
then
they could go straight across. Uh-huh. And they were wondering why they had bought all those heavy equipment, you know, for pumping water.
Was this on the Suez?
Yeah. Okay. So they could come across that. Uh-huh. And then they attacked the Israelis, and the Israelis turned and beat them all the way back.
Well, actually, when they saw them coming, or the day before, and they flew in and destroyed the Egyptian Air Force in a half hour, you know.
So it was a turkey shoot.
Yeah.
But it was not a war that they initiated.
No, absolutely not. The end of that war, for the first time since the Balfour was signed, they had the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, which is biblically Judea and Samaria, which is the heart of the Jewish land.
How big is the Gaza Strip?
Gaza Strip is probably probably 30 miles long. I don't know. Someone will call in. 20 miles wide, maybe. But that was in Jewish hands until 05 when they gave it back, and it was prospering. And the Palestinians, we call them Palestinians, the Arabs that were in there, the Gaza people, pretty much ripped out all the infrastructure and were tearing it apart at that time, and they've destroyed what was there. It was really a prospering area.
Does anybody know why they did that?
There was no control of the government at that time. Hamas wasn't in power. I mean, they were coming into power. But the people just rushed into the void when the Israelis took 7,000 of their own people and said, "You're out of here."
And why
there
did
was
they do
no
that?
Infrastructure.
And why did they do that? Was that pressure from the United Nations?
Yes.
From
United States, United Nations. Everybody has turned now and said, the name Palestinian. Arafat really brought it to the fore. He's an Egyptian, born, raised, educated in Egypt, goes to Kuwait, driven out of Kuwait, goes to Jordan. In Black September, finally, Jordanians drive them out. They go to Lebanon. They're driven out of Lebanon. They go to Tunisia. And there he becomes a Palestinian and wants to come home to Palestine, which 80% of Palestine is Jordan. And most of the Jordan are actually the Palestinian people, and they call themselves that. Mm-hmm. But he says, no, Palestine is Israel, and we want it back, and we want all of it. Okay? Did I get out of
– No, Arafat, who was your rogue choice.
Anyway,
it depended on which country he was in, and then he became a Palestinian.
Basically
– It's kind of like we're all Ich bin a Berliner. We're all Berliners.
He tried all over the Middle East. The Arabs said, we're not buying you. You're out of here. But the Israelis were vulnerable, and the world said, we'll back you.
Okay,
you
know? So the Israelis gave up then, Gaza?
Yeah.
And the West Bank.
As a test case.
Okay. And so how long did that last?
Well, it's in their hands now, and that's because of the war last year. Gaza had been bombing them ever since.
Yeah.
Now, you got to understand that Dimona in the middle of the country is within rocket distance of Gaza, and they were hitting near Dimona, which happens to be the chocolate factory, where under the chocolate factory is where the nuclear facilities are in Israel. There's not.
Does everybody know that, or is this a secret?
They do now.
Okay.
Did you
know that, Bob? Under the chocolate facilities, there's
everybody
the
over there.
The chocolate
cares.
Factory, there's the nuclear facilities. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I would not find that surprising.
Well, okay. Well, you know, everybody likes chocolate. Anyway. Okay. Now let me. Okay. Now
you can easily find the chocolate in the dark.
Here you go. It glows. Yeah. That's right.
Here you go.
You know what? Oh, I just feel like having a piece of chocolate. Oh, the lights are. Oh no, there it's glowing over there on the dresser. Okay. Now, there is an app you can put on your iPhone.
Yes.
And this is another little side here. You can put it – you've got an app you can put on your phone that will tell you when they're launching rockets out of the West Bank coming toward Israel, right?
It's called Red Alert Israel. Anyone can get it on your Apple iPhone free. And it reads out every town when a rocket's coming into any of the cities there, the alarm goes off, and you can look at your iPhone and see if you're in danger. And that's how bad it is. I mean, everybody's vulnerable in this little country that we're talking about.
Okay, so you've got an app on your phone. You're walking down the street. This thing goes, and you look down and go, oh, nah. It's going south of us.
There's shelters everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess so. Yeah. You know, they have to be. Yeah. We had shelters everywhere.
It was like London during the Blitz.
Yes. Yes. Very
you
much.
You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, that people live like that. The other thing, too, is that, and this is, I'm not making, maybe it is a little bit of a political commentary, but people have to remember is that this is a race of people or a group of people, not a race, but a group of people that millions of them were killed. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was 6 million, but there was millions killed during World War II. They were tried to be exterminated. Mm-hmm. They're surrounded by their enemies. For the most part, I think Jordan's backed off, and I think a couple others have backed
they
off.
They need Israel now. They're, yeah. Because ISIS is.
Well, because of ISIS. Yeah. But Saudi Arabia, who is definitely afraid of Iran, but here's they're still surrounded by people that would like to destroy them, and so I don't see you've got to get into that mindset where you are under siege and that everything you do has to be a very abrupt, very forceful move. And people don't realize, you know, because we live in a very sheltered country here.
Yes, we do.
And if just imagine if we're here in. If we're here in the state of Jefferson, let's just use the state of Jefferson. Mm-hmm. You're in the state of Jefferson, but Oregon is launching rockets into you. Southern or the rest of California is launching rockets. They're putting infiltrators into your country trying to kill you. They're trying to blow things up. Nevada is wanting to shoot at you. And then off the coast, there's people coming in off the coast to try to destroy you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put yourself in that kind of mindset, and then you have to, and then so it kind of explains some of the things, some of the decisions people make there.
Exactly.
And we're, you know, it's not like, oh, I'll just move to Nevada.
No,
they're not going to move to Nevada.
Let's say that you're at the border, the northern border of Lebanon and Israel, which is Weed, California.
Yeah.
Okay. Hamas is in Hezbollah owns that now. Uh-huh. And they're being backed by Iran, and they have more missiles than Gaza does in the south. And they're just waiting, and they're testing. They're firing in there once in a while now, just lobbing one or two.
Just to see.
But they could you've got rockets on both borders, just poison ready.
At the point right now with ISIS and what's going on, that Israel has got like about a 180 around them, on both ends.
Yeah, the Mediterranean's their only safe. They're backed against the
Mediterranean. Oh, I wouldn't even count on that sometimes.
No.
Okay, my guest is David Lemoine. We're talking about the history of Palestine and Israel and where it came from, starting from World War I all the way up to right now. We've finished up World War II. Now we've moved into the 55 and onward. If you have questions for David, if you just have comments about this, about what's going on, give us a call at 605-4567. I'd like to hear what you're saying. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:47 in the morning, 54 degrees.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, good morning, my friends. The time is 8:49 in the morning. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be, what was it, Bob? Is it going to rain today? It's kind of maybe a little rain.
Sprinkles on and off. We may have some thunderstorm activity. It'll depend.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, thunderstorm this weekend was huge. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, another better-known business. Does what no other windshield repair business can. Offers full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and right next to him is Mary's sewing. I guess this might be called something else, but she can sew anything. You need something fixed? Right there, Mary. Great. Hey, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Good people there. I'm here with Dave LeMoyne and his wife, Patty. Dave's talking about the history of Palestine and Israel. And at one point, Palestine, everybody lived in this country after World War I, were called Palestinians, and even Jews. Jews and Arabs were all Palestinians, and then this all changed after World War II. A lot of it, you know, after what had happened in World War II with the terrible massacres and genocide. And then as we've taken it up to now, into well, to like 2005 when they gave back the Golan Heights.
Gaza.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, Gaza. And
in the south.
In the south. Mm-hmm. And now they have, where are we at right now in Israel?
Well, what the world wants them to give back the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip. The Golan,
they took the Gaza Strip back, right?
Yeah, in the 67 war, when they were attacked by five countries, in the end of that 6 days, they had regained a third more territory. Gaza and Golan and West Bank.
Right.
So they actually, for the first time, had the territory that was given to them in 1922 by the League of Nations, and it was still in power, but they'd never been been taken away from them until that point.
So what is Israel giving up, though? I mean,
Israel
in 2005, you said, they had
the Gaza.
Okay.
And that was a test case to see. 7,000 of their people were displaced, pulled out of their homes, and they said, "We'll give this to you." And after that, Hamas came into Gaza, took over. The PLO lost power, and so Hamas is calling the shots there, and they're trying to move into the West Bank. And they've made an agreement now with the Palestinians that are running, I can't think of his name right now, the West Bank. So actually Hamas is in the West Bank. So if Netanyahu gives back the West Bank, which is the west side of the Jordan River. That's what right. it is. But it's Judea and Samaria. It's 3,000 years of history, Jewish biblical history. King David bought the Temple Mount in from the Jebusites in 1000 B.C. He paid cash for that Temple Mount where the Dome of the Rock is. And that's the only transaction that's been paid for and signed on. You know, so the Jews have a long year. But coming to modern times now, Israel wants to live in peace, but they can't live knowing that what happened to Gaza, they know that'll happen in the West Bank mm-hmm. if they give it back. Well, they're overflying constantly. When you're in Israel, you always hear jet fighters overhead. Because it's like it's 2 minutes to Damascus by a jet. Yeah. Rockets are in right away. They can't afford not to be flying
over.
You
have to always be, have to be alert.
Yeah.
We got like 7 minutes left here. The reason I say that is Netanyahu
mm-hmm.
has been, I know, probably the first time in 5 years, Netanyahu has been, been reelected.
Yeah.
He was pretty fierce about not being two states. There's not going to be two.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of been backing off mm-hmm. on it a little bit. What's the solution here? I mean, you've been there several times. You've been studying. I mean, you've given me all types of stuff to read,
mm-hmm.
And which is interesting. And frankly, I've never been to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends that ran different protective units there.
You need to go with us sometime.
No, you get attacked by Hamas.
No. I've learned the secret of that.
Maybe. Will they let me carry over there?
They carry.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've
got to describe this quick. I know. In a downtown mall, I see a 17-year-old redheaded girl in fatigues with an Uzi on her back with a cell phone up to her ear looking at earrings. You know, that's daily life. It's really great. Okay.
I'm just going to give you 10 seconds how I feel about that. I've spent my whole life been in those situations.
Yeah.
And frankly, going back as a vacation is not really my idea of a good time. Okay. Now, for you guys, it's okay.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you run into burning buildings. You know, why you want to run into a burning country, I'm not sure. The end of this, though, is – I mean, you've been there, you talk to the people, you know the people.
They want peace.
Yeah, don't both sides want peace?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
they don't.
Well, the average Palestinian Arab, don't they want peace?
You know, there's a million Arab Palestinian citizens, voting members, and they have every right that every Jew has. You don't hear about these. I've been in Palestinian.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I've been in the Arab restaurants, and they won't say it in public, but most of them are going, this is the best living that any Arab country has. And we love it, but we can't say anything.
Because they have freedom there, right? Don't women have a lot of freedom?
Yeah,
there
they do.
In other places?
Yeah, and every Arab woman in the world can go to a Jewish hospital anytime, or any child, they're cared for. Even in the skirmishes, taken in.
Well, we do the same thing.
Yeah.
What about the fact you told me that how many thousand pounds of food and
well, I don't have the statistics. I could do that another
I've
time.
Read that
but
before,
they're
though.
Trucking. Israel is trucking daily hundreds of thousands of pounds of food and supplies. Their electricity for Gaza comes from Israel. It's supplied by the electric company. All their supplies come across the Philadelphia borders and the different corridors, and they bring it in. None of that, we don't hear that in American media. And Israel is one of the biggest supports on the ground of Gaza, but they are restricting ships coming in because they're bringing rockets in when they come.
Yeah. Wow. Is this thing going to end?
When the Lord returns.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just wait for that one. But I don't think one last thing is it's interesting how everybody was Palestinians until after the war, World War II,
mm-hmm.
And so now you've got. I mean, it's so much of an outside instigation mm-hmm. going on. I think, like you said, a lot of the you do. You have a million living in there that vote.
Yeah.
And they still – guess what? Bibi still got elected. Can they vote in that type of election, though?
Oh, they absolutely voted.
Right. Okay. That was one of the things. It's, they're bringing in Arabs to vote.
Yeah. Well, what they were doing was motivating the million Arabs to vote because they were voting citizens. It's up to them to do it.
So they could elect anybody they wanted.
Absolutely. Yes.
How many Israelis are there?
There's probably 8 million citizens in Israel right now, probably 6 to 7 million Jews of that.
And that's a real small area.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million Arabs approximately mm-hmm. in that. And they're voting citizens, business owners. Their kids are in the Israeli army, just like the Jewish kids are. You don't hear about that. You know, and they're
you
not
don't hear about that.
Yeah, you don't.
No, you don't you hear
know.
About that.
And there's a lot of Arab Christians there that are that. Yeah. So that's part of the population. It's the Muslim influence, and it's the CNNs of this world and the political.
Don't
correct.
Say it. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
I could see the word bull coming.
Okay.
Out. We were reaching for the delay button here.
Okay.
You know what? David Lemoyne has been my guest. David has got. He's got boots on the ground there. Been there four times. He has had an incident with Hamas where his buddy almost got killed, in an attack on their car, not with guns but with rocks. Very primitive method. That not rocks, but boulders. But it's very primitive. But it's very primitive, but very effective if you hit somebody with it. We've been learning a little bit about Palestine and about where it came from and how we got to this point here. I've been getting other emails from other, national level too, mm-hmm. that want to come on and talk about this. We'll probably bring another one on a national level guy to come on and talk about where we're at there and where we're, but you gave a real good background on it, Dave, and I so much appreciate you being here, you and your beautiful wife, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow we're talking we're going to be talking about tech right here in Reading and great businesses that are right here and go worldwide right here in Reading going. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Apparently, there are no survivors among the 150 people on board the German jetliner that crashed today in the French Alps. The plane went down in a remote area. Crews near the crash site report no signs of life. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, heard through a translator, tells France 24, could be a lengthy investigation.
We cannot speculate about what has happened. Everything will be thoroughly investigated.
The German Wings plane was en route from Spain to Germany at the time of the crash. Aviation safety expert John Golia notes the plane went into a dizzying 8-minute descent before impact.
It's a little bit dismaying that we've had this accident today. Especially with an airplane that was in cruise at altitude. So it's a rather unusual set of events that led up to this.
Golia, a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board, says this aircraft, the A320,